So, today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9 through 10, and chapter 26, verse 36 through 42, and it's New Revised Standard Version. May God speak to each one of us as we hear this word of God. Pray then in this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And chapter 26. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." So this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So today, we are going to talk about holy surrender, breaking through prayer. In the beginning of this prayer series, Pastor Tim once said that there's a prayer style in which so many of us fall into thinking that God should answer my prayer according to my own demands. So this is how it goes. Like someone may pray like this, "God, I need your help to fix this problem. Here I have 5 options to fix it, and you've got to tell me which one I should take. So tell me, God." But, as you know, this is not the kind of prayer we're going to talk about. I believe that this holy surrender prayer will help us to shift from such a misled prayer to trusting God who is at work with God's best in rest at heart. As we are on the fourth Sunday of Lent, let us ponder the season of Lent once again. This period of 40 days given to us is to reflect and prepare ourselves before the celebration of Easter. Along the path that Jesus took toward Jerusalem, he was struggling because he knew what is waiting for him. It was the cross that he has to bear and die on behalf of the sins for all human beings to forgive us and to give us life. Even though he was the Son of God, he was deeply grieved to the point of death because he was also fully human being like us. Then we remember Jesus praying at the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Jesus prayed this prayer 3 times, emptying himself of his own desire in order to surrender to God's eternal, history-changing intent. And this is exactly what we are to prepare ourselves before Easter. Not only Jesus prayed to himself, but he taught the way he prayed to his disciples. Jesus was completely clear with his disciples that praying for full overall daily surrender to God's life and purpose rather than their own was the central in their prayer lives. So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, saying, "Pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus said, it is your name will be hallowed, your kingdom come, not my kingdom, not my thing. Your will be done. Yes, it is the Lord's Prayer in which we pray together every Sunday. But with this first part of the Lord's Prayer, reminds us that it is God's will, God's kingdom, not ours. And we can name it as Thy Will Be Done breakthrough prayer practice. We can use this practice in moments or seasons when we are seeking to remove our own will so that God's will can be done. In this breakthrough prayer, we withhold attempting to give specific instructions like, "God, I have five options. You got to tell me which one." No, instead, we place everything into God's amazing grace-filled grasp. Around this coronavirus, some people try to find why God allowed this global pandemic outbreak. Is it God's punishment toward us or toward certain people? Well, instead of finding answers of the cause of this situation from God, I believe that we have already many things in which we can find not the answers why, but ways in which we can grow our faith and closer to God, even in times of crisis. And it reminds ourselves that what is really important to our lives, what's real matter to our lives from this time? For example, the suspension of our corporate worship service in this beautiful church, beautiful sanctuary, teaches us that we should not take it for granted that we gather together every Sunday, don't you think? In my entire life, and probably for Pastor Tim, in his 20-plus years of his ministry, we've never closed our doors on Sunday. Who knew that we have to empty our church on Sunday? Yet, thankfully, we have hundreds of people joining us through our online service. Thank you. What about our schools? My children are so happy for this unexpected, long-extended spring break. But not so much for us parents, right? No. Last week, I was about to enroll my two sons for spring soccer at Y, but as you know, it was already canceled. What about your kids' sports activity right now? Probably all stopped, right? What about your workplace, your business? What about your normal schedule, your routine? What about your vacation plan? How has this COVID-19 threat affected or disrupted your life and our society? We cannot help but acknowledge our human weakness before this pandemic situation. The Illinois stay-at-home order just affected actually today, and it is affecting us physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. And it leads us to think about our lives that so many of us take it for granted. Our work, our sports, a favorite restaurant, things we've been enjoying. At this point, we should humble ourselves and repent the ways in which we take control of our lives. So here is a question. How could we practice this holy surrender? First of all, we should enter what is called white funeral. Funeral? Sounds scary, Pastor. What are you talking about? Well, first of all, this is not something I made, but the spiritual leader in a very long time ago, Oswald Chambers, he invented the term white funeral to define the ultimate spiritual wrestling match that result in our full surrender to God based on Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. So let me read what he wrote in his book, My Utmost for His Highest. No one enters into the experience of entire sanctification without going through a white funeral, the burial of the old life. If there has never been this crisis of death, sanctification is nothing more than a vision. This must be a white funeral, a death that has only one resurrection, a resurrection into the life of Jesus Christ. Nothing can upset such a life. It is one with God for one purpose, to be a witness to Him. We skirt the cemetery and all the time refuse to go to death. It is not striving to go to death. It is dying, baptized into His death. Knowing that there will be new life and resurrection, we should be able to go through this white funeral. Maybe as we undergo this period of COVID-19, it could be your and my white funeral. There, the dictatorship of my own opinion, self-centered preferences, fears, ego, or brokenness are released. We have learned that in a very short moment of time, all our plans or our desires could fade away in the face of this pandemic. But our God is the one who gave us eternal life that is unchangeable. As Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, John 10:28. Trusting that God has a higher and much better way with God's best in arrest at heart, we can surrender our own will for God's, and our trust and our faith can be so great to the extent that we are even indifferent to what circumstances are or what the nature of the path is where God leads us or God's choice for us. Can we pray like this? If you prefer, you can call this prayer holy indifference or holy release. What a prayer we need in this time. Trusting that God has the best for each one of you, we can release our many, many anxieties and concerns to God. And we can put everything to God's feet, and we can be like this holy indifference to those things. So let us pray this Thy Will Be Done prayer to help our self-surrender more fully to the Creator of the universe, the one who sent His only Son into the world so that we might experience the same resurrected power, the same resurrected new life, eternal life through Christ within ourselves. So there are three things we have to keep in mind as we begin to use this breakthrough prayer, holy surrender. First one, gift. Throughout the history of Christianity, spiritual leaders have written and spoken of a prayer lifestyle that views anything and everything as a gift, that has the spiritual leverage, the potential to bless, refine, guide, prune, and shape us. My prayer is that you and I can find God's gift even in the midst of this coronavirus, that we can more fully devote ourselves to God. So let us try to connect with God first before we set some schedules for myself or our children. Why don't we take more time to be grateful for the tiny things that we missed out so easily through this difficult time, so that when this coronavirus is over, we can fully surrender to God and worship God and more participate and celebrate the many gifts of life that God has given us through Jesus Christ. The second one is sweet. By surrendering to God's will, this prayer accomplishes the inner sweeping clean of our mind, fearful heart, and spirit of any selfish desires or poor attitudes, in order to make ourselves wide open and available for that which is far better. The third one, release. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that God's will would be done. And he prayed it multiple times in surrender just prior to his arrest and crucifixion. As he hung on the cross and cried to God, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He surrendered and released his spirit by saying, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. So these three things, gift, sweep, and release, it will help us to be able to fully surrender to God's will, no matter what. So shall we pray? Please, let us pray. Oh dear God, we give you thanks for your eternal love that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In these times of crisis, give us your eyes that we may see your many gifts, even in this moment. And may your presence will sweep our fearful heart, that we may clearly stay connected with you and walk with you closely. Help us to release ourselves, our concerns, and our anxieties to your feet, that we may fully join your ever-present in our lives with your gift and with your loving grace. So thank you, Lord, for this time that we can worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.